Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor Jim. I get to serve Jesus here at Scalp Level Trinity, and it's always a great time. Sunday morning is my favorite day of the week to come together as the church and to experience the presence of the Spirit here with us. I always remind you, none of you are here by accident. You're here because the Holy Spirit called, and in response to that, you've come to be the church in this place today. Don't know what we'd have done without you. Don't know what we would have done. We're so glad you're here. When I come into Scripture this morning, into the Gospel this morning, as we begin our season of Lent, which is the season of preparation leading up to Easter, and there's 40 days and the 6 Sundays in Lent, and here we are, the first Sunday of Lent, to remember Jesus and the temptation that he went through in the wilderness, in that time of wandering out in the middle of nowhere. So I invite you to stand with me, however you're able to show reverence for God with your body, your heart, your mind, to hear the word that will give us hope in our wandering time as well. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the high holy city and had him stand in the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." And again, the devil took him to a very high kingdom, or a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their splendor. "All this I will give to you," he said, "if you bow and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. Jesus is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated, friends. Let's pray together. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit that we might hear with joy what you have to say to us today. Amen. So the question is before us that is pretty obvious. Are there ever moments in your life where you have felt that you were in the wilderness? And of course, if we think about it enough, even if our life is good, even if we've had the best of times most of the times, there are always, for all of us, wilderness moments. Moments where we feel like we are in a season where God is far from us. Seasons where our health isn't what it should be or what we'd like it to be. Seasons where it feels like we are separated far away from hope. Seasons where we are in sometimes doubting. And sometimes we get to feeling like we are the only one in the whole world who has ever experienced the temptation that we go through. That we are the only ones in the world who have ever experienced the health issues that we've gone through. They're the only ones in the universe who've ever been in the situation that we are in. Ever feel that way? The loneliest man or woman in the world is you at the moment. Well, the good news is you're not alone. The good news is that it's very, very rare for you to be the only person in the world who's ever had the health condition that you have. Doctors and nurses have seen it all. They'll tell you when you go in and they give you that answer that you are looking for. Even if it's not the answer that you wanted, even if it's an answer that's difficult, at least you have it. Now I know what I can do. Even if the only thing you can do is wait to enter heaven, because there's nothing that the doctors can do, at least you know. At least you have that sense of peace. So you're not alone. You're never alone. And other people have gone through similar or even identical situations to what you've gone through. Look at Job in Scripture. Job, who had it all and lost it all, said, "I am dust, and to dust I will return, but thanks be to God that He's given me life." We all have moments where we feel like we're the loneliest person in the world. We're the only one who's ever gone through whatever it is we're going through, whatever trial, whatever temptation, it's ours, and it's ours alone to bear. Only I can carry this burden. No one else can help me. Well, here in Scripture, we find that our Lord, our Savior, our brother, our friend, our King, Jesus, says to anyone who ever feels, "I am the loneliest person in the world, I am all alone," that you have me. I've walked in your shoes. And very few of us experience temptation of the degree that Jesus experienced it. Because the devil's one entity who can only be in one place at one time. Think about that. And the devil's probably too busy to deal with you. Most of the time, the problems that we encounter in our lives aren't caused to us by the devil. Most of the time, we're dealing with the devil who looks back at us in the mirror. That sinner who there in that mirror knows all the faults, all the sins, tells us that we're no good, tells us that we will never make it, tells us that God doesn't love us. Jesus says, put away those kind of thoughts because I've come to this world to live for you, to die for you, to experience with you the temptations of life so that you will never be alone. When we look at Jesus' temptations, we say, I've never been tempted to jump off a building. And I've never been tempted to have angels miraculously catch me. Well, maybe you have. Anybody here? But we all experience moments in our lives where we feel we want to put God to the test. We want to see how far we can stretch these human limitations of ours. And oftentimes that can lead to sin. Very few of us ever have the temptation to miraculously turn stones into bread. But sometimes we can be hungry. And sometimes we can be tempted to do things to feed ourselves. To do things to feed our families, or to show off. Very few of us have the temptation to own all the kingdoms of the world. Or if we have that temptation, thankfully, very few of us have the ability to make it happen. But do we have the temptation to dominate the people around us? Do we have the temptation to control everything that's going on all around our own lives? Do we have the temptation to just take ownership of everything and claim it? Well, the good news is, even though those temptations are there, even though whatever the temptation that comes our way encounters us, that having a thought that's like that, having a temptation, is not a sin. Jesus experienced the worst of temptations, all of these things that he could have done. But his solution to that wasn't, I'm going to stand up on my own power. I'm going to fight the devil on my own. His solution was to, instead of feasting on bread, to feast on the Word of God. Because he knew this Scripture backwards and frontwards and sideways and upways and downways and all through it, there was no temptation the devil could throw at him that Jesus couldn't match with the power of the Scripture. Jesus could have simply snapped his fingers and the devil would have fled. But instead, Jesus used the same tools as a human that we have available to us, thanks to the power of God, to turn to God's Word, given to us through the prophets and the Psalms and the teachers given to us to use to combat the evil forces of the world. Very few of us have the temptation to do the things that Jesus had the ability to do, but we all are tempted. And when we are, God has given us the answer to seek the scriptures, to search for the answers that we find in God's word. And this great hope that when we fail, not if we fail, when we fail, Jesus has died and shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. So that even though we may fall flat on our face, have the worst sin in the world, and feel like we are all alone, you're not, because Jesus has already given his life for you to receive the forgiveness that's given to all of us in his name. God loves you, and so do I. Amen. Let's pray together. God, we know that you are never one who will